Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We have quite often been accused by some of being too preoccupied with the subject of predestination, since we quite often mention it in our comments on the Scripture. The reality is that while we are not reluctant to mention the issue of predestination, we are only interested in it insofar as the mention of it brings glory to the one who is the predestinator of all things. I have discovered that most people are not opposed to predestination itself. They're just in rebellion against the one who does the predestinating. For instance, many preachers teach that once a man accepts Christ, lets the Lord in his heart, or makes a decision, then that man's destiny in heaven is forever assured based on something he has done. In other words, they believe that man has it within his own power to predestinate himself to eternal glory. They are quite comfortable with this arrangement and go about trying to give men assurance that if they will do the same thing, they too can determine their own destiny. Yet these same blind guides will rise up in anger against any who would quote the Scriptures which say that God Almighty determines the destiny of all men. They find more comfort in believing that man is his own predestinator than they do in the fact that the God of all grace is that one who determines the end from the beginning and has ordained some to eternal life. Paul knew what was in the heart of men when he said, "Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God?" All of man's problems stem from his natural inclination to disobey and disrespect the Lord of glory. Yet those who have been brought down to a place of repentance and are acquainted with their own helplessness to deliver themselves from the bondage of sin and the curse attached to it must and shall rejoice that their destiny is determined by Him who is the Savior of sinners. Unless a man thinks that it is within his own power to save himself, how can he not rejoice that the God of mercy has determined to save a certain and absolute number of sinners? Has he left any of this to chance? Is it possible that some of those for whom Christ shed his blood shall perish? Can the will and purpose of God be thwarted? Was David wrong when he said, "But our God's in the heavens, he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased"? Can we in any wise comfort those who have fled for refuge to this great rock in a weary land if there is any doubt that He is the determiner of all things? If He is not the predestinator of those who are in Christ, then who can say that some of those which were given to Him from the foundation of the world might not perish? Away with such nonsense. Let all of those whose care is cast upon Him who is the balm of Gilead and the great physician know of a surety that He who has called us is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. The Lord made a promise when He said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." This promise shall indeed stand forever, because He alone is the predestinator. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your Maker's nod. My soul stands trembling while she sings the honors of her God. Life, death, and hell, and worlds unknown hang on His firm decree. He sits on no precarious throne, nor borrows leave to be. Chained to His throne, a volume lies with all the fates of men, with every angel's form and size drawn by the eternal pen. His providence unfolds the book and makes His counsel shine. Each opening leaf and every stroke fulfills some deep design. Here He exalts neglected worms to scepters and a crown, and there the following page He turns and treads the monarch down. When a man has been shown his own utter inability to deliver himself from sin and its resultant destruction, only then can he begin to appreciate the sovereign purpose of God in redemption. We love Him because He first loved us. Our enjoyment of His mercy and any obedience which we demonstrate is the result of His blessing and not the cause of it. We do not pray in order to receive a blessing, but the fact that He has moved us to pray is the result of His blessing. The fact that we love His Word and the brethren is a result of His mercy bestowed on us and is never the cause of His blessing to us. He is the predestinator of all that He has predestined, and we will glory in Him. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Do you worship the true and living God?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.